Down to Business on Newstalk.
Brought to you by FBD Insurance. Business insurance tailored to you. Visit fbd.ie today.
Now I'm delighted to be joined by James Carwin from Cool Cow. He's an ice cream manufacturer from Bannerhearn, County Offaly. James, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Bobby. Delighted to be here.
Lovely to see you. Firstly, you might tell us, how did you get involved in the ice cream business?
Well, I was working for years. I'm a farmer, and I was working for years with farmers in the advisory service. And I had always had an interest in diversification and making better use of the products coming off the farm. I thought value could be added to the products, the milk and beef and the grain. And I eventually ended up looking at ice cream and thinking about ice cream, and that's how it all. It was a gradual process over time.
Okay. So Cool Cow, where did the name come from?
Well, we brainstormed it and looked at different possibilities, and it's cool, comes from the cow. It's the Irish, the whole Irish connection with the cool and the goal.
Means a goal.
A goal and winning, and it had a whole positive vibe about it.
And what in your world, James, makes a perfect ice cream? What differentiates, you know, a product like yours from the others?
I suppose the taste and the flavour and the general texture of it and the weight of it. If you look at, if you buy a cheap ice cream, it melts before you get out of the shop. It's melting away. Whereas if you buy a higher end ice cream, one with plenty of milk and cream in it and all the good stuff in it, that holds its shape a lot longer. The same if you're having dessert and the ice cream is melting on the plate while you're still eating it, you know it's a fairly cheap, it's a low input product.
Okay.
Whereas if it holds its shape and it's firm and there's a bit of texture to it and you can feel the crunch when you put the spoon into it, you have a high end product then. You know the goods are in it, as they say in Offaly, like the stuff is in it. Yeah.
So then in terms of I suppose making the product, is there a particular type of dairy herd that's involved in the milk?
You know, well, we use organic milk in ours.
Right.
Otherwise,
from the Friesian cow.
From Friesian cow, yeah. Yeah. Well, all, most of the milk in the country comes from Friesian cows. So.
Right.
Yeah, so our organic milk comes from.
Now, you've got some interesting flavours. You might walk us through a few of those.
We have a few. I suppose we have around 35 different flavours at the moment. But vanilla is the number one seller. No matter whether you go to shows, shops, restaurants, everyone likes vanilla. But then of the other 30 flavours, it's one of the more unusual ones was green tea last year for a few months. Green tea was the healthy option.
Whoa.
But we do toffee, coffee, strawberry, raspberry, mixed berry, a whole range. Honeycomb is a big hit at times. Christmas, by Christmas there, we did a Christmas pudding, a gluten-free Christmas pudding ice cream.
Isn't that great?
Which was a big hit for December.
Okay, so 35 flavours. What, James, is the advantage of... I suppose there's a marketing advantage, is there not, of producing ice cream from your own farm? There's not too many at it.
No, there might be maybe 10 or 12 of us around the country.
Yeah.
And people like the whole artisan, small producer, rural Ireland. A lot of the ice creams you see in the shop are mass-produced, they're imported from the continent or from Britain or wherever. But people like the idea of supporting local industry and giving employment locally and putting the money back into the local economy. So that's where we're coming from.
Because the product has to be chilled to what, minus 18 or
minus
whatever
18,
it is.
Yeah.
Is that challenging in terms of, you know, the investment that's required around that, getting it to end users and that under refrigeration?
It does. Well, it adds to all the costs. Yeah. It's an initial capital outlay to have the proper storage facilities. And then you have to maintain the integrity of the chain. You have to have a freezer van and get it to the shops or restaurants, and then they have the cost of keeping it at minus 18 the whole time. So it just adds to the cost of it, but it's all doable now. The logistics are there now.
And what would it mean to a brand like Cool Cow to be selected to supply a supermarket chain such as Aldi?
Well, it would be fantastic for us because we'd get national coverage. And we'd be able to scale up production, and which actually would mean we could cut the costs if we were at a larger scale, but we could still maintain the integrity of the product.
Yeah.
But it would be great, it'd be massive PR for us to deal with Aldi, a big supermarket chain like Aldi.
Right. Yeah. And finally then, the challenge of getting your product to market, how have you overcome that?
I don't know if we've overcome it yet, Bobby. It's a work in progress. Yeah, I wouldn't say we're there yet now. But
isn't it interesting?
It's a challenge. It certainly is a challenge. Yeah. It's very interesting. And it's a,
I presume before you got into this, James, you would have said, you know, your focus was probably on making the product, making it as best you can, getting the packaging right. Yeah. But, you know, once you've done all that, there's a whole other level, is there not?
There's a whole
of getting it onto the shelves.
It is, as they say, a whole different ball game altogether. Yeah. Now, well, getting it onto the shelves is one thing, but getting it off the shelves and getting the consumer to try it and taste it. Because we get fantastic feedback. We did Tullamore Show, the National Ploughing Championship, KTEX, all the trade shows. We get fantastic feedback when people try the ice cream.
Yeah.
But the problem is get it on the shelf and get them to actually buy it off the shelf on a regular basis.
Well done to you. It's a very innovative product. It's made on your own farm down there in Bannerhurn County Offaly, and I think it's a real credit to you. Well done.
Okay, thanks, Bobby.